The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
She's got the news. She talks with newsmakers. She encourages us to laugh, and she cries with us. Speaking truth to power and questioning authority daily, it's the Nicole Sandler Show.
All right, here we go. Nicole Sandler with you on a, what day is today? It's Tuesday. Laffy's here. It's Tuesday. Welcome to it. So I'm so embarrassed because yesterday I was so excited for Peter Himmelman to be here, and it turned out to be a great show. Unfortunately, as is my lot in life, of course I had some audio problems. And that really, really sucks because I have, again, a new board. The first new one that I got, I sort of compromised on because I wanted to save a few bucks. And this one, the one that I wound up with now, was a little bit more expensive. And on the surface, it seems very basic. But this thing does everything. So the other one, I went through three of them, or was it four? And the audio sounds weird. Great. Oh, I love hearing that. Hold on. I'm going to attempt something here. Let's see if this thing has so many toys. Maybe this will help it a little bit. Long story short, I won't go into too much detail because you know me with my audio issues. And someone says, you still have audio problems. Lovely. Hold on. I should be able to pull it down a little bit and maybe that'll help. I don't know. I'm still learning my way around this piece of equipment, which is super high tech and really cool. So I will get my shit together. I promise you. It sounds a bit better, but too loud. Okay, let me bring it down just a little bit more. Hopefully that... No, because now it looks like I don't have anything there. All right, we're working on it. Let me bring it down here. Maybe that does the trick. Ah, maybe that did the trick. You guys let me know. Because, you know, you are my on-air producers. Sounds almost like old-time radio. All right. Well, I think I made it better. Anyway, not going to waste more time on this. As we go through it, sounds bassy. Okay, it's a bit better. All right. Anyway, yeah, this has just been a weird week. This has been the week from hell I'm dealing with, sorry to dwell on it, but the loss of two friends, which is, one friend is too much to deal with. Two friends is just cataclysmic. And, I'm going through this five stages of grief, the anger, denial, depression, as it goes. And of course, I don't even have that right. I'm just a little off. So bear with me. Thank you for being here. All right. I guess we should start with something funny because I didn't do it yesterday for, good reason. Today I've got, there's like an embarrassment of riches. There's so much. I've got like four funny videos to share. So I guess we've got the rest of the week covered. Anyway, of course, when Randy Rainbow has, okay, for the audiophiles in here, what brand and model mixer did I buy now? Sorry, question from the YouTube chat room. It's called the Rodecaster Pro. That's R-O-D-E. I guess they make microphones too, but this machine, just look it up. There's 1,000,010 videos on YouTube. And what happens is they've updated the firmware. So the basic things that did at the beginning are now, it does so much. So I'm still learning my way through it. But once I get this thing like fine tuned, it should be perfect. And hopefully it sounds better now. It sounds better to me now. So see, this is all we needed. I needed your help in this. Okay. So back to the funny. Randy Rainbow came out with a new video and I had it standing by yesterday, obviously didn't get to it because I wasn't in a funny mode, but we need to get back there. Maybe it'll get my chi aligned, right? Because the audio is apparently perfect now. How about on Progressive Voices? It's fine. Ah, I'm hearing good all around. See, it's teamwork. See what happens when we work together? Yeah. All right. So Randy Rainbow, you know what? His work stands alone. So let's not wait any longer and hit it, Randy.
We are back with this one. Lady, you know I hate to kick you when you're down, but that's our thing. That's what we do, right? So here's the latest. Your campaign kickoff rally in Oklahoma was a bomb. Miss Coronavirus is living her life thanks to your gross negligence. Your treasonous love affair with Putin has been exposed once again. And your makeup looks like shit. Oh, also, Joe Biden is still beating you in the polls.
It's so crazy what's happening. Here's a guy that doesn't talk. Nobody hears him. Whenever he does talk, he can't put two sentences together. I don't want to be nice or unnice, okay?
He could have just said mean.
I mean, the man can't speak.
I feel like it would have been easier to just say mean.
And he's going to be your president because some people don't love me, maybe.
You said it, not me.
And then they'll say such horrible things. I mean, on the campaign, they'll say such horrible things about me. It's a very unfair business.
The last 4 years with you have been a nightmare. They weren't kidding when they called you, well, unfit. And this final awful year has made it crystal clear that you've really let the country go to
And many other things. The level of dishonesty in the media is, I think they're the most dishonest people I've ever dealt with. Now, not everybody. You have honest, you're an honest journalist. You're a great journalist. You know, it's so unfair.
Your tiny Tulsa turnout was a turkey. Your latest Twitter tirades may suggest that you're starting to surmise your base is getting wise, and I'm really quite concerned that you're depressed. You loser, poor deplorable troll. How hard you try pushing panic and unrest aside to jest about unfounded phony fodder. What a guy. Poor deplorable trolls, your fans, your crew. They come flocking by the tens to watch you demonstrate how well you hold your water. Good for you. The thought of losing makes him squirm. He vowed to win a second term when the devil made him sacrifice his soul. So he fights like he's a champ, but he could not defeat a ramp.
He's gonna be your president because some people don't love me, maybe.
What a poor, deplorable troll.
Don't forget, before the China plague came in, and it's a China plague.
Oh. I love that one.
Before that came in, we had the best job numbers we've ever had. If we didn't do tests, we'd look great.
So I said to my people, slow the testing down.
The president says, cut out all that testing.
We'd look great.
A notion health officials find bizarre.
It's quite bizarre.
But see, he's terribly annoyed by all the dead and unemployed because he only cares about his own PR. Girl, please. Doesn't give a crap about decorum. True presidents are noble, not obscene.
Dumb son of
a... He's so afraid that he might flunk, he just hides out inside his bunker working out his tired, hacky old routine. Cause you're a poor, deplorable troll. No friends, no chums. And I couldn't help but notice all your rallies and events are like your sex life. No one comes. You poor, deplorable troll. It's sad, but true.
Come true.
All your wacky racist rants have every pundit throwing polls saying you'll lose your election like you've lost your self-control. Kellyanne and Kaylee, girls, come quick. The boss is in a hole.
You believe it?
This poor, deplorable troll.
Business.
Girl, don't make me do the recipes.
Randy Rainbow. Oh, no. Extra Randy. Some extra Randy there. He's just brilliant. He just is really brilliant. And he set the bar really high. Thankfully, everyone's inner creativity came out during quarantine. So we've got, again, we're set for the rest of the week. So that's a good thing. All right. It is Tuesday. That means Got a Laugh is here. We got a lot of territory to cover. We'll get to a little bit of news. In fact, yeah, why don't we just, why don't we do it now? Shall we? A little bit of news. Do I have my thing here? Let's see. Do I have my thing here? There we go.
I read the news today. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
Really?
Do it live.
Okay.
All right, Bill. And we'll do it live.
All right, we'll do it live.
Fucking thing
okay,
sucks.
Bill. Thank you. You done? All right. Yeah, a lot of news to get to. We start with another day, another COVID record broken. Oh, I do have a little drop for this.
We're number one. Damn it.
And by that, I mean Florida and the United States. Hey, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 rose above 130,000 yesterday, after coronavirus hospitalizations increased by 5% or more in 23 states. Texas reported that it had more than 8,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients on Sunday. Yep, another record for that state. Public health experts consider hospitalizations to be a better indication of the severity of local outbreaks because they don't vary based on testing availability the way tallies of infections do. But Dr. Anthony Fauci actually did an interview with somebody at the National Institute of Health yesterday, and he noted that the average age of new coronavirus patients had dropped by about 15 years as cases surged in the Sun Belt, and warned that the U.S. remained, quote, knee-deep in the first wave of the virus. He said it's a serious situation that we have to address immediately. You think? Yeah. So now there's virtually no federal guidance on how to deal with the pandemic. So states and cities continue grappling with its spread. Some moved yesterday to roll back phased business reopenings at the same time that schools and universities announced adjustments to resume classes in the fall. And you know, Donald Trump tweeted out something along the lines of, "All schools must be open in the fall," in all caps, because, you know, he's the expert. And here in Florida, let me see if I can find this story because I'm all out of order here. Well, in Florida, I can't find it, but the education director, I don't know what the exact title is, in the state of Florida mandated that all schools be open in August, but for a minimum of 5 days a week. Florida is currently one of the biggest hotspots in the nation. I'm so glad my kid is not in school anymore. It's unconscionable. Our idiot governor, DeSantis, just is in so far over his head, he really doesn't have a clue what the hell he's doing. It's frustrating. And then today, the White House announced that they've officially withdrawn the U.S. from the WHO, from the World Health Organization, in the middle of a global pandemic. This idiot president breaks ties with the World Health Organization. The only silver lining there is, and look, I get the World Health Organization is not a perfect body by any means. Nothing is. But the issue here is when there's a global pandemic, you don't withdraw from the global health organization that's working together to fix it. But he's got, thank you, Diane Russell, his head is so far up his ass. Well, Trump's head is up his own ass, however you want to configure it. There are heads up asses everywhere in this administration. Anyway, the good news is, though, that that move won't take effect until July 6th, 2021, because you have to give a year's notice. So Joe Biden has already publicly indicated that if when he is elected, he will reverse that decision. But it's stunning. Here, the withdrawal of the United States would plunge global health governance into the unknown, creating questions about the economic viability of the World Health Organization, the future of the polio eradication program, the system for reporting dangerous infectious disease outbreaks, and myriad other programs that are as pertinent to the health of Americans as they are to people from countries around the world, such as efforts to combat the spread of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. But, you know, Donald Trump's world, it all just revolves around him. It's all about him. And he doesn't bother to consider the welfare of people around the planet. And meanwhile, his doppelganger down there in Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, who has consistently minimized COVID-19, he tested positive. Of course he did. And this after he appeared in public constantly without a mask. So, by the way, he sat next to the U.S. ambassador to Brazil in an event this weekend. So, yeah, we got that going for us. Oh, another COVID-related story. And this one you probably heard about already because it's all over the news today. But remember the PPP, the Paycheck or the Payroll Protection Program, that ostensibly made billions of dollars available to small businesses to keep their employees on payroll during the shutdown? Well, remember how Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin was trying to keep the names of the companies who got the money secret? Yeah, he was. Well, thankfully, he was unsuccessful in that bit of subterfuge. And we now have it all. And basically, the PPP authorized $520 billion. It's more than $500 trillion for nearly 5 million, mostly small businesses and nonprofits. But we now have access to the names and some other details about those who were approved for loans or grants, as it were, of $150,000 or more. And the list included quite a few that you wouldn't have expected. And by the way, it helped to have connections to the White House, in case you didn't already figure that out. Some who got these grants or loans, Kanye West's clothing line. Gee, that's a shocker. The sculptor Jeff Koons, law firms and high dollar hedge funds, a lot of lobbying firms, Trump aligned lobbying firms in D.C., major restaurant chains, the Girl Scouts, political groups on both sides of the aisle, and the nonprofit organization that puts on the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, just in case you were wondering. Oh, and, oh, yes, another as much as $273 million in federal aid was awarded to more than 100 companies that are owned or operated by major donors to Trump's election efforts. Yeah. And many of the Trump-connected businesses were among the first to be approved for loans in early April. And some churches, you know, Trump-aligned churches got a lot of money, too. City of Destiny, which is the Florida church that Trump's personal pastor and White House faith advisor. Sorry, I threw up in my mouth a little bit. Paula White Kane runs. And the First Baptist Dallas, led by Trump ally and senior pastor Robert Jeffers. They got some of those PPP dollars. Oh, and the Daily Caller, you know, a right wing crazy website, you know, fake news for dummies. In other words, they got a loan between $350,000 and $1 million. So somewhere in there. Anyway, in other news, the Supreme Court. So yesterday, there were those of us like me who were waiting here at 10 o'clock thinking, OK, there are 7 or 8 more decisions. We're going to get a bunch of them. They gave us 2 yesterday. So tomorrow at 10 a.m., they have announced they will be giving us more. Perhaps we'll get Donald Trump's tax records. We'll see. But what the court did yesterday, they gave us these 2 decisions. One, they ruled unanimously that the 538 people picked to cast votes in the Electoral College must vote according to their own state's laws. So this was the Faithless Electors Law that from Colorado and Washington State, who strayed from the popular vote and then sued, arguing that states can control how electors are chosen, but not what happens later. The justices unanimously disagreed with them. They said that the Constitution gives states broad authority over the selection of presidential electors, including, quote, what the elector must do for the appointment to take effect. So this just means we should get rid of the goddamn Electoral College once and for all, because it doesn't do what it was formed to do. If it did, Donald Trump wouldn't be sitting in the Oval Office right now. So there's that. The other decision announced yesterday had to do with robocalls. to cell phones. And it was a complicated ruling that basically says that all robocalls to cell phones are unconstitutional. But, you know, I'm still getting them. So, yeah. John O. in the chat room says, don't hold your breath about Trump's taxes. And the thing is, even if the court rules tomorrow that Congress has a right to see his taxes and financial records and that the Manhattan District Attorney has a right to get his tax records, doesn't mean that you and I are going to see them. It just means that they can get turned over to the proper authorities and at least investigations can go on. Either way, we're not going to see Trump's taxes tomorrow, in case you were wondering. One last thing, this wasn't from the Supreme Court, but I got to mention it. In a historic defeat for the Trump administration, a federal judge in Washington yesterday ordered a complete shutdown of the Dakota Access Pipeline. And if you're wondering, the Dakota Access Pipeline, that's the Keystone XL pipeline. Yes, this is big. Judge James Boasberg found the U.S. government violated federal environmental law when it approved construction without a full environmental study. The ruling is a long-awaited win for Native American tribes that have fought the pipeline in court, arguing it could cause serious environmental harm to a large lake that spans the border of North and South Dakota. And, well, this has been, obviously, you know, the fight began during the Obama administration, who paused the project in 2016 during all those big demonstrations near the Standing Rock Indian Reservation. And then the Trump administration reversed the decision and allowed construction to proceed. And now this judge has given the pipeline company 30 days to empty the pipeline and shut it down by August 5th. Yeah, let's take a moment to go, hell yeah. Of course, the Trump administration can appeal the judge's decision and probably will. So there you go. All right. Enough of that. We've got Laffy standing by. Before we get to Laffy, you know, we're on the Progressive Voices Network. We need to take a quick break over there. So let's do that. Let me make sure it fires. And we'll be back. The Nicole Sandler Show on the Progressive Voices Network. Okay. And it didn't take. You know, this is a daily thing. So it didn't take today. So I guess that means I'll try it one more time. Nope. We keep going. So you know what? Rather than break, let's just let's get Laffy into this party, shall we? For that, we do this.
If the news gives you the blues, here's the perfect place to go. It's Tuesdays with a laugh on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Ah, yeah. So every Tuesday we get together with our pal Gotta Laugh. Oh, it's working. shoot the shit about what's happening in the news. But first we got to get Laffy on the line. So with this newfangled setup, let's see if we can get it to work. Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, my God. Okay. You've reached the 4th of July hotline.
Oh, okay. It's the 7th, but that's okay.
Well,
residual.
Better late than never.
Yeah.
Press one if you think this year Independence Day will be November 4th.
That's my birthday, by the way. Just in case you were wondering.
That would be such a good
gift. I want a happy birthday this year, please. Okay. Sorry.
I'm rooting for
answering
it.
Machine.
Press two. Press two if you think July 4th is the night when panicky beasts cower under the bed out of fear and confusion. But enough about Trump. Press three if you think it's always the 4th of July, because every time Trump opens his mouth, our heads explode.
But I'm bump. Oh, wait. Oh, I got it. I got it handy. It's right there. Toys. Woo-hoo. I got toys. All right. So, yes. So, Laffy's here. And if you're watching on YouTube or on Facebook Live, you got Laffy on the video. This is, and
on
we're
the
working.
Video.
Yep. Okay.
Laffy just saw something come in. The University of Washington's model predicts more than 208,000 COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. by November.
Okay, well, that makes sense because up around 130 already, right?
Yeah.
It's insane. It's just insane. And yeah. here in Florida, again, I mean, I cut off my news just because I was watching the clock. But you know, in Florida, where things are just so out of control, the idiot Ron DeSantis says, "Oh, we've got it all, you know, all under control. It's the same amount we've had, but now we're doing more testing." So he's just echoing Donald Trump's bullshit lines, which is all nonsense because that's not how it works. And on Saturday, Florida had a new record of 11,400 new cases in a single 24-hour period.
Well, California is not doing so well either.
And that's what's really weird, because California was doing well. And then, you know, people got cocky. And as soon as they started, you know, opening things up a little bit, people went, okay, we're back to normal. No, we're not.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how they interpret it. They don't interpret it as we have to edge back in. No matter how many times you see experts on TV saying the same old thing, wear your masks, keep yeah. your distance, you know, do wash your hands, stick your head in a hole. I mean, whatever they say, people ignore the people who we're talking about. Obviously, not everyone ignores that. And they run off to the beaches. They run off to the public pools. They run off everywhere and commingle with completely unprotected.
It's amazing. And it's here in Florida, too. I mean, at least in Southern California, where you are, the majority of people are somewhat sensible. Here in Florida, yeah. I mean, and I don't leave the house, so I don't really see it, but I read about it and people are nuts. I see, you know, they do national news hits on the beaches, on Hollywood Beach, and there are idiots walking around. It's like, I'll take my chances. But it's not your chances you're taking right. a life with. It's everybody else that you can infect.
That's the problem. It's not isolated to the person who, it's not like you're going to jump out on the freeway and say, well, if I get hit by a car, it's okay. And everybody goes, oh yeah, that would be really bad. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Instead, it's, I'm going to get hit by a car, which will cause a bunch of cars to hit you too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the stupidest, most self-centered, I don't know, willfully ignorant thing people can do.
It really is. And it is selfish and it's horrible, and we're never going to get past this while this goes on. And you know, I have this other song that I was actually going to play for the people who are watching the video while we go to a break on Progressive Voices, but I'm going to give it one more shot to see if I can fire off the ads. But if I can't, I'm going to just play it for everyone here, because I don't want to wait until tomorrow. But let's see. I'm going to try it one more time. If it goes to ads on Progressive Voices, well, then I will post the video on the blog at NicoleSandler.com, so you can, you know, go there after the show and find it. If it doesn't go to spots, then I'll play it for everybody next. All right. Let's give it a shot. Here we go. And it didn't work. So Progressive Voices is still with us. So I'm going to play this for us all. It is, it's a family who does these videos, the Holderness family. And for some reason, I haven't been playing their stuff in our usual funny segment. I don't know why. I just had a mental block against them. I thought they were a little too professional. But they are a family, the Holderness family. And because I'm in a Hamilton frame of mind, like a lot of people, we watched it over the course of the last three nights, because I can't stay awake watching television. So it took us three nights, but we got through it last night. So I've got Hamilton on the brain. So this is for everyone who has been who watched Hamilton, now streaming on Disney Plus. Enjoy this little musical interlude from the Holderness family. Okay, take it away, guys. Here we go.
2020, any city. Pardon me. Do you have germs, sir? No, I don't. And that's my business, not yours, sir. I have my rights and have my freedom. To be sure, sir. But this corona is a sham.
I'm getting nervous, sir.
It was developed in a lab in China. It's a biological weapon. Why are you looking at me like I'm stupid? I'm not stupid. So why do you do it? Why do you always wear a mask? because I don't want the corona to get passed.
You believe all that you see on the TV? The media is exaggerating. This is baseless. Come on, do you know any real cases?
I do, but that is not the point I'm trying to make.
What's your point?
What is the problem with being a little safe?
For starters, you're asphyxiating yourself. What's going on inside is carbon dioxide.
I walked a mile in this and it was fine.
Second of all, it is infringing on my freedom and my rights.
I think we all agree that quarantining bites.
Yeah, you're telling me my kids are 1 and 3. Our house, it smells like pee.
Oh, we agree. The stay-at-home thing, it is killing me.
Our economy is drowning in these social distances.
I have a lot of friends who've lost their jobs and businesses.
So take the government to task. Take off the mask and say, alas, I'm not afraid of this charade that maybe Bill Gates made.
I'm sorry, what?
He got a vaccine to stop infection, but really it's an injection of a microchip for human detection.
Is that a thing?
28% of America believes that there was a poll by Yahoo TV News. Did you see it?
I haven't, no.
I gotta go. I'm sorry that we can't agree, but I guess you do you and I'll just do me. I hope this virus doesn't stay. I'll see you on another day.
Dude, you should just throw that mask away.
I am not throwing away this mask. I am not throwing away this mask. This really should be bipartisan. Come on now, how hard is it? I'm not throwing away this mask. We thought that the curve, it was flattening, but now it isn't and it's getting really saddening, because a lot of people going out and partying, and probably we're gonna have another quarantine. I'm gonna have to start gardening again and staring out the window because I miss all of my friends, and sitting with my wife and talking about our feelings and being bored to death until the curve flattens and all of this ends.
You say the price of this mask is a price you're not willing to pay. You cry that the people who wear it are fear-mongering to the sky. Why so sad? You know if I wear it, I won't hurt you in any way, but I'm making you mad. You tell me that COVID-19 is a sham and the streets are all safe.
It's come back.
Can't you see? Florida is really scaring me.
Oh, yeah.
It's come back. Actually, it never left. And it's leaving all of us bereft. Cases rise. That's getting tall. I need school to open in the fall. So the one thing I ask, can we maybe just all agree to wear a tiny flipping mask? Da 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 da.
That's it.
And this is where we came in before, because these people apparently they're not good at ending their videos, although the video itself was pretty awesome. Wasn't that great?
So good.
So good. And I'm still in a Hamilton kind of mood. Anyway, there you go. The Holderness family.
Hamilton kind of mood.
Hamilton. How's your Hamilton?
He's good. He's sleeping.
That's good. Hamilton is Laffy's dog, for those who don't know. By the way, speaking of the 4th of July, let me just take a moment to bitch for a second about idiots who light off fireworks on the 4th of July. Oh. My poor dog is still traumatized from it. And we had to do, I gave him doggy downers that were prescribed by his vet because he freaks out. Thunder and lightning and fireworks. And oh my God, it was horrible. And he was hungover the whole next day. And don't do that. And then people are doing this at like 2 a.m. Stop it. Stop it.
That's terrible. Yeah. Hammy handled it pretty well. There were one or two that he started barking, but that was about it. He's pretty laid back when it comes. He's not laid back about anything else, but that he's pretty laid back about. Anyway, we better get to the birdies or we ain't going to get nowhere.
Okay, let's do it. So let loose the birdies.
Welcome to my tweet.
Okay, so the Twitters are tweeting. What are they all a Twitter about?
They're just tweeting away. Okay, so this just came out today. This is from the Washington Post. The COVID cocktail inside a Pennsylvania nursing home that gave some veterans hydroxychloroquine even without COVID-19 testing. You ready?
Yeah.
for more than 2 weeks in April, a drug regimen that included hydroxychloroquine was routinely dispensed at the struggling center, often for patients who had not been tested for COVID-19 and for those who suffered from medical conditions known to raise the risk of dangerous side effects.
Oh, boy.
The Chester County coroner who reviewed the medical records for some of those who died said at least 11 residents who had received the hydroxychloroquine treatment had not been tested for COVID. At the 238-bed nursing home, the treatment was given over the objections of some nurses, at times with little knowledge among patients' families and largely hidden from lawmakers who have been probing the matter. I am absolutely gobsmacked. It was an untried cocktail. The risks and potential benefits were completely unknown. No real scientific studies were conducted. My sense is things started to spiral out of control, and they were looking for a magic bullet. It was horrifying. That was a nurse speaking. And then another one says, "Why are we giving this to them?" She said, after several residents with heart problems were placed on the drug regimen.
We
were handing out Tylenol like crazy, a nurse said. There were times when I would stand there peeing on myself because I had so many sick people, and you just couldn't take time to stop. As staff members scrambled to control rapid fire spread of infection, the center turned to hydroxychloroquine. All they said was that they were starting residents on Plaquenil, which is the name of hydroxychloroquine. I started asking them, well, what's Plaquenil for? I started looking it up. I said, well, I don't understand. Why are we giving it to the elderly? This is what's ordered, they said. This is what you're supposed to give. We all started looking it up, and we found that this wreaks havoc on your system, the nurse said. You're talking about people with pacemakers, people with arrhythmia, and we're giving it to them without any parameters. It was just like we were starting them on any other medication. What if it's something totally different and you just put them in isolation with two positive people, not even testing them, she said. Then they start him on Plaquenil. He later died, the nurse said.
Oh, my God.
A nursing assistant recalled the case of an elderly woman with bronchitis who was placed on the drug. Records from the home said the cocktail was given for prophylactic use. She later died, the nursing assistant said. And finally, I asked if Plaquenil was hydroxychloroquine. They said it was, and I asked about the side effects. I thought it was just used in hospitals. They said nursing homes could use it. They assured me that it was safe, that the side effects were minimal.
Oh, my God. And, you know, with the story from Brazil and Jair Bolsonaro now has it, apparently they are using Trump's hydroxychloroquine regime in Brazil because they don't care about science either.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's all stocked up with all those pills. Wow. Andrew Kaczynski, K-File.
Yeah.
He said, okay, so he's responding to Ted Cruz yesterday.
Oh, what did Ted Cruz do now?
Tweeted out, Dems support the riots, the vandals, the anarchists. That's their base, and they're terrified to offend them. And then Andrew said, I'm not a political scientist, but I'm pretty sure if anarchists were the Democrats' base, the nominee wouldn't be Joe Biden.
You think? You know, I got to tell you, I did not listen to either of Trump's speeches over the weekend, either the one from Mount Rushmore or the one in D.C. where he talked about this new far left fascism. Did you hear this?
I live tweeted the live tweets. I wouldn't watch, but he went completely bonkers with he just like rattled off names of groups of people that he thought were dangerous and attributed that to.
No, here. This it's 20 seconds, so heads don't explode. Here we go. Oh, it would help if I did this.
We are now in the process of defeating the radical left, the Marxists, the anarchists, the agitators, the looters, and people who in many instances have absolutely no clue what they are doing.
Oh, he's such an asshole.
He projects onto them.
Oh, my God. He is such an asshole.
He has no clue what they were doing.
Yeah.
He has no clue what he's doing, rather. He projects onto everybody. So
everything's
a projection.
My phrase
that I use on Twitter every day is everything out of Trump's mouth is a lie and or projection. So just attribute that to everything he says.
Yeah, it's the old I'm rubber, you're glue. Everything you say bounces off me and sticks to you. Do you remember that from when you were a kid?
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's him. It's all projection. I can't wait to read Mary Trump's book, which now has been moved up the publication by 2 weeks. So we're going to get it on the 14th.
I'm getting it.
Okay, go ahead.
Almost there. Okay, so this one is from Ross Story. Florida teen dies after conspiracy theorist mom takes her to church event and tries to treat her with Trump-approved drug.
Yeah, and of course, that was here in Florida. And we have a song for that.
Yes.
Boy, Florida.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So this mother sends her kid to a church COVID party, you know, like people used to do for their kids with chicken pox before there was a vaccine. Well, chicken pox was relatively harmless. COVID-19 is not.
Well, yeah. And also she had an underlying condition, as I recall. She had had cancer. Was that it? Like, hold on.
She had something. Yeah.
I can't remember. Oh, wait, let's see. I thought it was at the end. I can't find it right now. But basically killed her daughter.
Yeah, so she got sick and the mother started giving her stuff. Like, I don't know what the things. I think she got a hold of some hydroxychloroquine as well. That was her second thing. She didn't take the kid to the hospital. She didn't do anything. She gave her like Tylenol and home remedies that, you know, the interwebs told her, oh, this treats, you know, COVID. And the kid died. Azithromycin. All right, great. The antibiotics. Lovely.
And by the way, the mother's Facebook page is filled with QAnon conspiracy theories, anti-vax stuff. She put the girl on her grandfather's oxygen machine after she, quote, looked gray.
I shouldn't laugh. This is not funny. This is she survived cancer at 2 years old. That's what it was. She's a childhood cancer survivor. And the mother killed her. This mother should be locked up.
Absolutely.
Or sent to a COVID party at the church.
Yeah, just dive in the ocean with all the other idiots.
Yep.
Okay, so Grover Norquist, in Slate, there's a headline, Grover Norquist's anti-tax group took money from the Paycheck Protection Program.
Of course they did.
And Allie Davis said, whole lot of people changing their position on government money today.
I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, suddenly they're getting it, so it's all fine. Yes, we all know this story, but it got a little hairier. Maskless, this is from The Hill. Maskless South Dakota government, I added the maskless.
Okay.
South Dakota governor, this was Noam.
Uh-huh.
She flew with Trump on Air Force One after being exposed to the coronavirus. And she had conferred with a White House doctor immediately before boarding Air Force One. And he confirmed it was safe for her to travel with the president.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe Trump will follow in Bolsonaro's footsteps.
We can only hope.
Yeah, we can. Hope. Yep.
I mean, come on. And then here's from Caitlin Collins of CNN. She said, asked why South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem was allowed to fly on Air Force One after coming into contact with someone who tested positive. She was pictured hugging Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Oh.
McEnany refers reporters to the Secret Service, which does not decide who flies on the plane. The White House does.
Oh, my God. She's nuts. First of all, I know it's the 2020s and we shouldn't be commenting on, you know, what a woman wears. But could she dress any more inappropriately for her job?
You know, I don't watch.
She wears like cocktail dresses. She wears like off the shoulder dresses, something that you can't wear a bra with. She wears little sundresses and cocktails. I mean, she doesn't wear. I don't think I've ever seen her wear a suit.
Well, that's probably why she got hired.
Of course, because that's how Donald likes it. You know.
Yeah, that's why the Fox girls are.
Yeah,
you know,
they dress
that way.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, boy.
And that's just totally discounting all the idiotic things that come out of her mouth, because I don't listen to her. But I've seen the pictures and I say, what the fuck is she wearing? Sorry.
No, all I see are the tweets from Aaron Rupar and Daniel Dale quoting her and then, you know, just giving us the live tweeting. And every single quote out of her mouth is so stupid. And all it is Trumpisms.
Yep.
I don't know why they bother I'm talking about the press. I don't know why they bother to go because
if they don't, right. Because we talked about this back in the Huckabee S days, you know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If they don't show up and cover it, then it's, you know, they get to control the narrative. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're screwed either way.
Benji Sarlin of NBC He said, today's why won't my opponent, let me try to get this out. Why won't my opponent, who holds no elected position, to do something about the shootings and the schools not opening, is an interesting pitch for an incumbent president. But, did you get that?
No.
Okay. So Trump said, why won't my opponent, why won't Biden, who holds no elected position, to do something about the shootings and the schools not opening, is an interesting pitch for an incumbent president. In other words,
why isn't he saying, why isn't he doing anything? Because he's not in office.
Can't.
Right. There's nothing. He doesn't have any power right now.
Exactly.
Right. Got it.
Right. It's hard to get tweets across sometimes. I'm looking at all the quotes and
he's
the
just
punctuation.
A fucking idiot. He's just an idiot.
I'm not a baby. I'm an extremely stable genius.
Yeah. Yes.
And
an anonymous, really an anonymous.
And he can't pronounce anonymous. Yeah. Okay.
No, he never can. No. What is this? CNBC Social Security Trust funds are at a greater risk for running dry due to this pandemic.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
whatever. Okay. Mary Trump's book. Okay, so
yes.
I have a couple of tweets about it. This is the New York Times. Mary Trump's book accuses the president of embracing cheating as a way of life. And the two pull quotes were that somebody paid him to take the SAT.
That he paid somebody to take the SATs for him.
For him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the only time Donald went to church was when the cameras were there.
That's right, of course.
Which we pretty much knew because he still does that. He holds.
But, you know, I read something interesting about him paying someone to take the SATs for him. You know, he went to, I guess it was Fordham University in the Bronx before he went to Wharton. And the thought was that whoever took his SATs for him didn't do all that great because at that time it wasn't difficult to get into Fordham. So he even picked someone who was stupid to take his SATs.
Well, here it says, this is now on the New York Times. As a high school student in Queens, Ms. Trump writes, Donald Trump paid someone to take the SAT on his behalf. The high score the proxy earned for him helped the young Mr. Trump to later gain admittance as an undergrad to the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton Business School.
Okay. Sure it did. I'm sure he didn't get there of his own accord, no matter what happened.
No. Yeah. And then, so that's, I wanted to keep the page up from the New York Times. Sending a brother to the hospital alone, it has been long part of the Trump's family lore that the eldest child of Fred Trump Sr., Fred Trump Jr., who was better known as Freddie, was the black sheep of the dynasty. Freddie Trump was a handsome, garrulous man and a heavy drinker who, after a miserable experience working for his father, left his job in real estate to pursue a passion for flying, becoming a pilot for Transworld Airlines. Donald Trump has often remarked that his brother's departure from the family business opened space for him to move into and succeed. And then he said for him it worked out very well. He was Fred Trump Sr. could be brutal to his namesake, shouting at him once as a group of employees looked on, Donald's worth 10 of you, Ms. Trump writes. So his dad, you know, was abusive, and Donald Trump, of course, learned that from his father. It goes on and on. People have got to read this. So that's that. That's the Mary Trump book. We cannot wait to read this.
Yeah.
Although I don't know who it's going to really, if it's going to change any minds.
No, probably won't. But this is someone who's known him his whole life or her whole life.
Right.
And, it gives you insights. I don't know that it'll change any minds, but I think he's changing a lot of minds about him these days. A lot of former Trump supporters are horrified by how he's mishandled this coronavirus pandemic, and he's hemorrhaging supporters, and those are the people, you know, those white women who voted for him in 2016 who are a bit disgusted with him right now, who could read this and go, oh my God.
Right, there you go. And Mary Trump has got some credibility because of her background in psychology.
She's a psychotherapist. And you know, she's quoting the Trump's sister, whose first name I'm blanking on, but the one who was a federal judge who retired, one of the little excerpts we got says, when she found out that Trump was running, she's like, oh my God, he can't be president.
Here it is. I got it.
Okay.
Marianne Trump Barry, a retired federal appeals court judge, had deep reservations about his fitness for office. He's a clown. This will never happen, she said in 2015, right after he announced. She was particularly baffled by support for her brother among evangelical Christians, according to the book. And that was the only time Donald ever went to church was when the cameras were running. So, and he has no principles, none.
Yeah, so no principles, none. And we knew that. But to hear it from his sister,
right,
along with his niece, yeah. Yeah, some people will pay attention to this.
Yeah,
I hope.
That's good. Yeah. So ICE announced that students on visas have to leave or transfer to another college if their schools offer classes entirely online this fall.
Yep.
And Betty Bowers says, the man who got into college by cheating on the SATs because he's stupid is going to kick students out of college, not in on their own merits because he's racist.
Yeah, that's about right. That sounds about right.
He's a stupid racist.
He's a stupid fucking racist. But we knew that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What's this? Trump. This is the pull quote from Washington Post on the book. Trump's world view forged by neglect and trauma at home, his niece says in new book. For her Uncle Donald, lying was primarily a mode of self-aggrandizement meant to convince other people he was better than he actually was.
Well,
that about says it.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Who are you consulting with consistently so that you're ready on day one?
I'm speaking with myself, number one, because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
Yeah, he said a lot of things.
I had forgotten about that.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, so you kind of went through the SBA thing because I had this long.
Oh, well, do you have anything that I didn't have? I mean, the story is pretty astounding. And the fact that Mnuchin tried to, you know, keep it secret while they're at the same time boasting we're the most transparent administration with the most transparent program, that everyone, we're transparent, and they're trying to keep secret the names of these groups and companies that got this money. And, you know, they couldn't. So now we know.
Well, let's see. I have a Treasury SBA data shows small business loans went to private equity-backed chains, members of Congress. Almost 90,000 employers also appear to have received money, despite not saying how many jobs they would save. As part of its $660 billion small business program, the SBA also handed out loans to private schools catering to elite clientele, firms owned by foreign companies, and large chains backed by well-heeled Wall Street firms. The data released after pressure from media and lawmakers, haphazard first-come, first-served program not designed to evaluate the needs of the recipients. The agency did not filter out companies that have potential conflicts of interest among influential D.C. figures. Among some receiving relief were Elaine Chao's family shipping business. In addition, at least seven members of Congress or their spouses received loans, including lawmakers who were directly involved in shaping regulations and also benefited from a blanket waiver of ethics concerns. The lawyer who represented Trump in the Mueller investigation, as well as dozens of tenants of Trump's real estate company, also received money. The latest in a series of
instances. Was that Jay Sekulow?
I think it was.
Wow.
I think it was. I don't have.
Okay, because I'm trying to remember. I mean, Jay Sekulow represented him in the impeachment. But I don't
think it was. Was there one that started with a K? I'd have to look it up.
Yeah, I don't
also really. Received money, the latest in series of government. Okay. Triomphe Restaurant Corp, which operates the Jean-Georges restaurant at the Trump International Hotel on Central Park West, got between $2 million and $5 million. Sushi Nakazawa, a restaurant in the Trump D.C. hotel, received between $150,000 and $350,000 to support 22 jobs.
Wow. Wow.
Let me see if I can find the lawyer name. Let's see. Lawyer. Oh, they don't have.
It's okay.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. I was hoping it would just. Oh gosh. I thought I had it.
No. One of Trump's.
Kasowitz.
Oh, I remember Kasowitz. Yeah.
He got a bunch. Okay. So that's what I've got on that. And the last one I have for you today is just a funny little quip by Lindsay Marie Watson, who is a person who I don't know. If a mask mandate is an infringement of rights, why is controlling a uterus a function of government?
That's the question for the ages. You know, we've been asking that over and over again. Yeah, it shouldn't be. Keep your stinking hands out of my uterus, damn it. By the way, I don't know if you saw this, Oklahoma, where the Trump Nuremberg rally was in Tulsa. Oklahoma now reports 858 new COVID cases, crushing its previous daily record and 7-day average hits a new high of 495 hospitalizations heading up to.
Ruh-roh. And Texas, as I get my trusty phone out here, says coronavirus cases jumped by more than 10,000 for the first time.
Wow. Yeah,
not well, jumped to, jumped by.
By. And it's going to keep happening. I mean, Fauci, oh, by the way, did you hear? So Fauci did this interview yesterday with a NIH guy, which was streaming, but he was not available to do any of the Sunday shows or anything else. This is Margaret Brennan, who hosts Face the Nation on CBS now. This is how she opened her show on Sunday.
Good morning and welcome to Face the Nation. It may be the most sobering morning after the 4th of July in America's history as we wake up to the fourth day in a row of more than 50,000 new reported cases of COVID-19. They're on the rise now in 40 of 50 states. We're committed to bringing you the facts about the virus and the most knowledgeable guests that we can.
But
we think it's important for our viewers to hear from Dr. Anthony Fauci and the Centers for Disease Control. But we have not been able to get our request for Dr. Fauci approved by the Trump administration in the last 3 months. And the CDC, not at all.
Not at all.
We will continue our efforts.
So there, the White House is not allowing Fauci or Burks or anybody from the coronavirus task force to go on the Sunday morning shows, to go on television, to do interviews about what's going on. They're just, their attitude is, let's pretend it's not there. We'll just ignore it and it'll go away, because that's how Trump
thinks. He got
thinks.
On that one show. What was... He got permission to, I don't know how he got on. What, he was just on something. He just made a TV appearance.
But it was a National Institute of Health interview.
Oh, that's
what it was.
Thank
it wasn't a TV show. It was a streaming thing. It wasn't a major news organization. It was somebody from the NIH who interviewed him yesterday. And that's what they're all grabbing that audio because that's all they've got.
Right. And somebody on TV said, I don't know how they even let him slip into that one. Like they gave him permission to speak in public. So, and he said a lot. I mean, he knows limited. So he says a lot when he talks.
Exactly. He's got to get it out while he can. And he's totally, thankfully, contradicting Trump, or Trump is contradicting him, contradicting the experts. And still insisting that, oh, it'll just go away. It'll fade away.
Oh, even today when he did this stupid roundtable, another one of his everybody has to compliment me sessions.
And, oh, did
you
he?
Know, ego briefings. He was talking about how it's just embers now. We're just putting out the embers every so often. It's not, it's really not
embers.
That bad. Don't even worry.
There are wildfires that, the planet is on fire and they're talking about a few embers.
I said it's a COVID inferno.
Yeah.
And he's talking about embers. Is he out of, he is out of his fucking mind.
Yes,
but,
he is.
Yeah, he's nuts. Yeah. So that's what we're up against. And he's trying to switch now. Their tactic is to switch to pushing meds, which he started to do already. He's back to hydroxychloroquine.
Really?
He's back to pushing, whatever he can without anybody saying anything works. And also to change the subject, I don't know why, to the economy. He pushed the economy today like it was something good. And to make kids go back to school, which is insane.
Oh, my God.
We can't even control it out here in the rest of the country. We're supposed to jam a bunch of kids into a classroom.
And in Florida, again, Florida, where the cases are increasing, by 10,000 a day or thereabouts. Sure enough, the director, the secretary of education or whatever, Florida's education commissioner, Richard Corcoran, issued a sweeping executive order Monday requiring all schools in the state to reopen their buildings for in-person instruction for the coming school year, minimum of 5 days a week. And that's after Trump tweeted in all caps, "Schools must open in the fall." Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah, is he going to send Barron to a school in the fall?
It's criminal negligence is what it is.
It's criminal, that's for sure. All right, with that, we're out of time. Gotta Laugh. Find her on the Twitters at Gotta Laugh. And here, Tuesdays. We'll be back tomorrow. Greg Mitchell has a new book on nuclear bombs. Lighten up the subject a little bit.
We have one in the White House.
We do. All right. Until then, have a good one, everyone. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Don't go out. All that shit.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye, everyone.
Thanks. Bye-bye.